Hey, Stardusties. Do you think we come back after we die? Today on Star Queen Paranormal, we'll be discussing reincarnation. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre. This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Grand Rising, good day, blessed evening. Whatever time it may be when you listen to this, my little Stardusties. I am your seamstress of the shadows, astral enigma, extraterrestrial entertainer, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, and the granter of the wishing well wishes. I am Exy, space pirate and star queen. And really quickly, I'd just like to remind you that this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. But skeptics are welcome.
We can't all be perfect.
And greetings, little Stardusties, to the very 25th episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. And real quick, I'd like to give you some spiritual stuff on the number 25. Angel number 25 encourages you to make important life changes that will bring new opportunities your way and will enhance your life in wonderfully inspiring ways. Queen Alexandra's birdwing butterfly is the largest known butterfly in the world, and it weighs 25 grams. Manganese has the atomic number of 25. And the 25th wedding anniversary is called the Silver Jubilee, also known as the quadricentennial anniversary. Traditionally, a husband would give his wife a silver garland marking 25 years. And for feng shui, the number 25 is an auspicious combination of yin and yang. In the West, it is the mirror image of the written number, which shows balance. And that's just some stuff about the number 25. Because it's the 25th episode, and somehow my Stardusties are still here. Thank you, Stardusties. Your support and my growing number of fans truly means a lot to me. You're why I keep doing this. So as I said in the intro, today's episode will be covering reincarnation. I know spiritually not everybody vibes with the idea of reincarnation. So, if the idea of reincarnation makes you uncomfortable, I'll give you a warning before I start the story, so that you may click off and listen to me next week, because I care about my Stardusties, and your mental and spiritual health means a lot to me. And of course, this is probably going to be one of many reincarnation episodes. I am covering one of the most famous reincarnation cases. Some of my Stardusties may know a little bit about that already. But before we dive into the main event, we should dive into your future with some terrible tarot.
Terrible tarot.
Now, for those of you kids just joining in, I call this segment Terrible Tarot. Why is it terrible? Well, I'm only pulling 3 cards, and I feel like you wouldn't exactly pay me for these readings. However, I do have a special segment on Patreon for my exclusive Stardusties, called Not So Terrible Tarot, where I give you a more in-depth terrible reading. As you can hear, I'm shuffling the cards. Terribly. Because that's the name of the game. Terrible Tarot. I would like to note that the moon card jumped out as I was pulling your cards. But the cards I pulled today are the World, the Three of Cups, and the Ace of Pentacles. So gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. And for today's Terrible Tarot message, I feel that my Stardusties have come to an end of a cycle, and the time has come to celebrate with others. Perhaps this cycle ending was cause for your celebrations. But I'm seeing for my collective that finances and stability are in your future. I would also like to note, and this doesn't normally happen when I'm doing the show, but the moon card popped out. So either this cycle that ended that you're celebrating was something that was hidden that has become clear to you now, or the finances that are coming toward you are unexpected finances. So if you weren't expecting money, I think you should be. The cards could also be saying to expect an unexpected earth sign. So if that resonates, nobody expects the earth signs! But you should be expecting them. And that was truly terrible.
Terrible.
Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. Finding myself to exist in the world, I believe I shall, in some shape or other, always exist. And that quote was from none other than Benjamin Franklin.
Moving right along.
Today's bizarre headline. This article was published October 15th, 2022, from HuffPost. Bakers in California have recreated a life-sized Han Solo encased in carbonite out of bread. Hannah Lee Pervan and her mother, Catherine Pervan, co-owners of One House Bakery in Benicia, California, spent weeks baking, molding, and assembling the Star Wars sculpture they lovingly refer to as Han Solo. The sculpture is 6 feet and was on display outside their bakery. Han Solo is the bakery's entry in the annual downtown Benicia Main Street Scarecrow Contest. The science fiction-loving bakers have entered another Star Wars-themed bread sculpture in previous years. The previous bread sculpture was the Mandalorian and the Child, whom some refer to as Baby Yoda. As a fellow science fiction fan, I'm going to be a good noodle and not spoil the name of Baby Yoda for those who haven't had a chance to watch The Mandalorian yet. Spoilers. Hello, sweetie. Which is from, like, a completely different series. But if you know, you know.
You know?
Speaking of which, I'm making a soup of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. Do not feed me a pear. Be right back.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Shamble on indeed. Check out Jessica and Amber on Shamblefest. Now, this is the part of the story where I invite any of my listeners who experience discomfort at the idea of reincarnation to go ahead and catch me next week. Cash me outside! How about that? No, don't cash me outside. I will cry. Cash me cowering in the corner. But anyway, not so much a trigger warning, just an invitation to not make yourself uncomfortable. Exie is here for you. And with that, let's go ahead and start the main event. Reincarnation. According to Wikipedia, reincarnation is the philosophical or religious belief that the non-physical essence of a living being begins a new life in a different physical form or body after biological death. The word reincarnation derives from a Latin root word that means entering the flesh again. And I feel icky just describing that, like some kind of pod person. But the belief in reincarnation is a central tenet of several major religions and esoteric ideologies. Benjamin Franklin Gandhi, Henry Ford, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Voltaire, Friedrich Nietzsche, General Patton, George Harrison, Balzac, even Pythagoras, all gave some indication that they believed in reincarnation. Even famed psychologist Carl Jung, founder of analytical psychology, once wrote, "I could well imagine that I might have lived in former centuries and there encountered questions I was not able to answer, that I had to be born again because I had not fulfilled the task that was given to me." But today we're just going to describe one of the more famous cases of supposed reincarnation. And that is the story of Shanti Devi. Shanti Devi was born in Delhi in 1926. At about the age of 4, she began telling her parents in vivid detail about her husband and children of her past life. She would even describe the yellow stucco house in which she lived. Her parents did as most parents would and shrugged it off as a fanciful childhood imagination. But they couldn't help but notice that Shanti's past life memories would be told matter-of-factly throughout her childhood. Day-to-day activities would trigger memories of her former life as Lugadi Devi. She would say that Lugadi Devi lived in Mathura, a village that was 75 miles away from where she actually lived. And as Shanti grew, she would tell her parents that she died in October of 1925, 10 days after giving birth to a son. She would often describe shops and streets in Mathura, and Shanti eventually, when she was about 10 years old, Shanti told her parents of her husband, whom she described as fair, with a wart on his left cheek, and who wore reading glasses, eventually telling them that his name was Pandi Kedarnath Chabi, though he was better known as Kedarnath. She told her parents that he was a merchant. Curious about the specificity of details Shanti gave, a family friend, though some accounts say it was a teacher of Shanti's family, decided to look into this family Shanti was describing in Mathura. The family friend was shocked to discover that a man named Kedarnath did live in Mathura and was a merchant. This family friend sent a letter to Kedarnath to ask him about some of Shanti's unusual memories. Kedarnath confirmed all the details and was cautiously convinced to go and investigate this situation a little bit further. So this gets a little confusing, but I think what happened is that a family member, Kedarnath, and the youngest son of Lugdi all went to go visit the Devi family. And they sent the family member inside first, trying to trick Shanti by introducing him as Lugdi's husband. But Shanti quickly saw through the deception and immediately identified the man as Kedarnath's cousin, her former husband's cousin, which he was. Shocked, Kedarnath and the youngest son, again the one she gave birth to just before she died, entered the home themselves. It is said that Shanti burst into tears upon seeing them. And after talking to Shanti for a bit, Kedarnath asked if he could talk to Shanti alone. Now, after their brief conversation, Kedarnath admitted everything they talked about was accurate. And one investigator on the case wrote, "He found the replies to be quite correct and was moved to tears. It was as though his dead wife was speaking. So Kedarnath and their son spent several days with Shanti, but when it was time for them to return to Mathura, Shanti cried and begged her parents to let her go home. She insisted that if she went back to Mathura, she could show them exactly where her family home was. And she also advised Kedarnath and her son about some money that she had hidden away in an old box. Now, because she was only about 9 or 10 at the time, her parents refused to let her go at the time. Because I imagine she had 10-year-old stuff to do, and the family had lives to get to. But the story eventually caught the attention of Mahatma Gandhi, and Gandhi put together a commission to investigate Shanti's case. In November 1935, the investigation team joined Shanti on the 3-hour train ride to Mathura. One of the investigators on the team wrote, "Once getting out of the railway station, the girl was put in the front seat and our carriage went ahead all others. Necessary precautions were taken that no pedestrian should be allowed to lead the way. The driver was instructed to follow the route indicated only by the girl, without caring as to where he went." And sure enough, Shanti was able to lead the team directly to her former home of yellow stucco, and she would point out differences in the streets and the neighborhood. So she would point out buildings that weren't there when she was last there. She would say that this road is paved when it wasn't when she was last there. And in some accounts of this case, she is able to identify people on the street, former neighbors and family, all confirmed by the people living in the area. One of the investigators reminded Shanti of the money she told Kedarnath and his son about. So she ran directly upstairs and dug up a floorboard that had a box in it, but the box was empty. So she was confused and she named the amount of money that was in the box. And Kedarnath admitted, because it had been over a year since she told him about it, he admitted that he dug up and spent the money. She also visited Lugdi's parents while she was in town, and it was a tearful reunion. Her parents were also convinced that they were talking to the reincarnation of Lugdi. Her past life was not the only memory she retained. She remembered the time in between death and rebirth. She claimed that at the time of her death, she felt dizzy and enveloped in a profound darkness, just before a flash of light revealed 4 men in yellow underwear before her. All the 4 seemed to be in their teens, and their appearance and dress were very bright. She once described while under hypnosis, "They put me in a cup and carried me." Devi said she saw the Hindu god Krishna, and that Krishna showed each person a record of their good and bad activities on earth, and then told them what would happen to them next. Then Shanti said she was taken to a golden staircase from which she could see a river as clean and pure as milk. She said she saw souls there, and they appeared like flames and lamps. In 1958, a newspaper interview wanted to follow up with her, and at that time she was 32 years old. She had never married, but said she was living a quiet, spiritual life in Delhi. At the time, she also planned to form an organization devoted to the idea of living our lives according to the dictates of the inner voice. For more information about Shanti Devi, there is a book called I Have Lived Before, The True Story of the Reincarnation of Shanti Devi, written by Sture Lernerstrand, which I read somewhere he was a skeptic going into the investigation while writing the novel, and investigating Shanti changed his mind. I don't have that written down, but I read that in one of the sources I'm referencing. I just can't remember which one. And so, Stardusties, I ask you, do you have any experiences with reincarnation? Or encountered any children with past life memories? Do you have your own past life memories? Do you have your own paranormal experiences? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Follow us at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram, sometimes TikTok. Drop the money on us at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar you can access exclusive content, all while being an exclusive Stardusty. That could be you. And so, Stardusties, remember to be the person you've always needed. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight, and continue existing as you would, my dudes.